This is the Kulani podcast. How are you guys doing? How are you holding up this period? Trust you're staying safe. My name is Mecca. I wanted to add radio bunny. I just remember I'm not a radio, but it's good though. We're great. Why are you laughing, Tony? Why are you laughing?
Honestly.
His voice here just now is out of Kenny before he says any other thing.
That's my amazing co-host. Kenny, continue. Go on.
Hi. Good day, guys.
You were going to tell me something, so why the eye now?
I would never, you know, okay. I just wanted to reinforce how, you know, you're making it and you're a radio god, you know.
Okay.
I just wanted to bring success on your forehead, you know.
I know those flatteries are coming with something later, but I'm good. Thank you so much. All right, so today's an amazing day. Today's going to be an amazing episode because we have someone super amazing. So you guys remember how the last episode we talked about life after NYC, and then we made reference to a particular person who was doing so well because she was focusing on voiceovers and radio and the media industry. Well, she's joining us for today's episode. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, old and young, if you're into not to Effie, please join me in welcoming one lady with the most amazing voice I have ever heard. Join me to welcome Fortune. Hello, Fortune.
Hello, my friend. Hi, Tenny.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for having me. Like, I've always looked forward to this from the very first day I heard the Kulani podcast.
As in, thank you so much for doing this with us, Fortune. It means a whole lot to us. Thank you so much. All right, so let's get straight into it. We're talking about something not so serious. Then you remember the agreement we had, but we're going to be very serious today because the topic is like... All right, so we're talking about
personal growth today.
But since we don't like to sound so serious on the Kulani podcast now, I mean, we are youth. We like to. So we came up with questions. We're going to ask one another to actually determine how well we've grown in the past
years,
past days, and coming days of show.
So,
we're going to be asking ourselves a few questions. We'll answer them, rate ourselves, and, you know, stuff like that. But before we go on, Fortune, please tell us, what's personal growth? Or what would you, when you hear the word personal growth, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Okay, I think personal growth is very synonymous with personal development. It's just you becoming a better person every day, improving in your skills, you know, getting more results, getting better habits and dropping the bad ones. It's just you growing every day, from grace to grace.
My God, Tenny, our agreement.
Yes, you are right. I just wanted to say that after the show, Mekama, Don't forget that we should go to the market to send our popcorn, to buy a carton of popcorn to send it to her. Yeah?
Oh my God. All right, so let's get straight up
into the question.
Question number one. P.S., by the way, if you're listening to this podcast, please ensure that you're taking notes of the questions. So these are questions you also ask yourself later on, questions that will help you also. So question number one, and this one goes to Tenny. Of course, Fortune is going to answer. I'm going to answer. But Tenny first. Tenny,
okay.
How confident are you as a person?
To be quite honest, I would say if it was over 100, I would say a standard 30%. Standard.
30%.
This is a place where we're going to be honest with ourselves. And of course,
you're trying to be humble or what?
As I don't ask.
What? No.
No way. What?
Then, no.
Oh.
No. Hey, my God, to my peeps hyping me. I like the fact that you guys are hyping me, but I don't know, because I just feel like sometimes I can be very, I don't know how to take risk because I'm afraid of, like, if something should happen or if it should not turn out well or something, do you get? So I feel like I kind of hold myself back a lot of the, I mean, plenty times, and I just, so that's why I'm saying 30% plus. It's, I'm growing, we're growing each day. And
okay,
to build up on the confidence. But for now, as of now, let's say 30-35, because now it's a lot of, oh, what will people say? Oh, what will I talk?
Yeah.
Not turn out well. So there's still a lot of fear and a lot of hesitation on my part. And that is why.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, as time goes on, of course, it will grow and I'll feel better and feel stronger in my own skin. But for now, ask me again, like, in 2 weeks. Am I
doing alright, so...
I'm a studio in Dubai. But for now...
Okay. That's it. That's it. Okay, so for myself, how confident am I as a person? I'll give myself 60. I'm a bit confident, a little confident. But sometimes I can be like... I'm laid back, but I'm super confident. When I decide to do things, man... I go all out, but then sometimes I can be laid back. So, Fortune, how confident are you as a person? 100, are we?
Okay, how confident I am? I don't know what number to give, but I'm going to explain a very little thing. So, I used to be a very non-confident person, but thank God, I think I'm better now. So, I think I should give myself a 60. Just like you, because like Temi said, I'm growing every day, and there are plenty of things that are just fighting my confidence, you know. Number one, ignorance. Number two, fear.
Oh. Wow.
You know, all those things. So we're growing every day. So I should give myself a 60.
You see, before we go on to the next question, let me lay emphasis on the fact that she said she's growing every day. We all are growing every day, but then she's deliberate about growing our confidence every day. This is what personal growth is. You are very intentional about being a better person and growing that place where you feel like you're not doing enough. I see.
Yeah.
So, Fortune, just stay there. You're going to answer the next question.
All
right. How open are you to asking for help in your life?
Oh, I am a zero there. Like,
seriously,
I recently struggled with it. In fact, today in church, I was thinking about it, and I was like, I when I have things, I need things. I know people that have these things. I don't ask for help. I just feel like I'm bothering you. Like that's just the problem.
Yeah.
I feel like. Do you like? I don't want to disturb you. I don't know what your state is right now, so I don't just bother your life. So asking for help is something I have to learn because I can't do it on my own. I can't like survive. I'm trying.
Wow, that's well. I don't know why, but I feel the same way too. But then there are certain times I choose to ask. Like today, I was going to do something very important. Trust me. Not until 10 minutes to the deadline for what I was going to do today, I was never going to ask anybody for help. And when I finally asked, I was feeling so bad. I was like, why did I ask for help?
Exactly.
And so, really, I am so not open to asking people for help. Really, if anybody's listening to this, you should know this about me. I'm not so open to asking people for help here and there. I like sometimes, man, I just like to keep poor. Sometimes it's to the extreme. I need to ask, but Tenny, how open are you?
I'm like the total opposite of the both of you. I'm like, if I should score myself for asking for help, I'm like a solid, large 85.
Jesus,
hold up. Wait a minute. No, it's like, okay. Now, I have like a very close-knitted type of family and friends that I have. Those are the only people that I feel very comfortable with. And like asking, like maybe I can count on my finger, like how many people. but still, I do not like. I prefer to ask for help. I grew up having that open channel where you are supposed to. I do not know how to hold things in. I feel like if I'm holding things in, the only thing I'll not be able to do is, I love food, so of course I will eat, but I'll not be able to sleep well. My brain will just be calm. My mind will be noisy. So I hate feeling that way. So if I need something, I ask. I don't, that is just the one thing, maybe money aspect. I don't know how to, I don't like asking for stuff. But every other thing, like maybe advice or something going on, my God, I am so going to ask. I can't. I'm going to, is like, that'll be the next thing in my mind. Like, just ask this person. Just ask. Ooh. I don't, yeah.
That's nice. I want to be like you, man. I'm learning though. I want to be better. Because there are certain times that these things weigh on me so much at a point it's like almost like I'm depressed. But then I'm learning to be better. I'm
actually learning to be better.
Yes, so answer, be better.
I'll answer the next question. How expressive are you about your thoughts, feelings, and life plans? 100. 100. If I want to do fashion, everybody knows I want to do fashion.
True.
Let me even go to feelings. If I like you, I will tell you. I'm not the kind of person that would
shooting my toe.
Yes. Yes. By the way, Fortune, you still not giving me a reply, man. Man.
Oh, wow.
We're not doing that here. Ah.
Okay.
Wow. Planning podcast fans, don't worry. I'll like peep in and tell you the end. Did they date? Did they not date?
I will tell you this.
No. No,
this one is indoors.
I'm finally which indoors? Indoors, outdoors.
In-house.
Lockdown. Exactly. I'll send them swift messages. If you guys want to hear the end, just send me swift message. I'll give you the answer.
Alright, so Danny, how expressive are your things and life plans?
I would say I'm on expressing my feelings. I'm like 80. Thoughts like 20, life plans like 22. I feel like I'm a very, I don't know how to hide feelings. I'm a witness.
Yeah.
I'm a very act on my feelings at a particular moment. Do you get, like, if something happens now, you would see it almost instantly, no matter how much I want to form like tough guy, you know, big guy, but I would show it. But in like every other aspect, I'm not very, a lot of people will not really know. Maybe only few people I will tell, because again, I'm afraid of failure or something. So I don't necessarily talk about that part a lot. But what I'm feeling, of course, I'm very expressive, except like maybe liking a boy or something, because us girls kind of grew up not, you know, you're not supposed to do this because then the boy will use you and play football. You get so. You're more laid back and more quiet, you know. I don't know why they told us that will make us look more classy and stuff. But apart from that, yes, I'm very expressive in my feelings. I'm 100% expressive. My family, we are a very expressive family. My mom is she like shows her emotions a lot, and so I guess that's where I got it from. We talk a lot, like a whole lot. Whatever she's feeling, she'll tell me. So I guess it just passed down to me, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, Fortune.
How expressive are you about your thoughts?
I would say I'm not exactly very expressive. For my thoughts, I hold back thoughts, especially when I know that people might not agree with me. And they will
That's why he's not replying me, Abby.
So my feeling, I hardly ever say that. So the only persons I express my thoughts, my opinions, and my feelings to are people who are like super, super, super close to me. Example, my brother, my younger brother. I tell him every single thing. If I'm angry at him, I'm going to tell him. Whatever it is, I tell him everything. Then I also have a best friend. I have two friends who I'm really close to. I tell them my thoughts and all of that. So, but I'm learning that it's not very good, because in the past I've been trampled upon because people didn't know. I didn't express my feelings enough, but they took me for granted and they trampled on me and all that. So I'm gradually learning. express my feelings.
Yeah.
Mm, amazing.
I don't want to tell you that, guy, you hurt me, and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I hope you're getting ready to like receive the gas boost.
I'm preparing my heart already. Oh my god. Okay. So before we go on, let me tell you Pooh, about Tenny, why I said I have a weakness. There was this time when we were studying. And then there was this guy asking Tenny out.
Oh my god.
What's his name again?
Was he not CDS?
Was he in our CDS? No, he was not in our CDS. But then he was always coming to our CDS most times to come and check on Tenny. Hey! Anytime this guy comes to Tenny, the guy will be like, Tenny, what's up now? Tenny will never answer. Tenny will just look at this guy. And then the guy will try to touch Tenny. Tenny will be like, don't touch me. What? Tenny is what's more nice. It's not good.
Oh my god.
In case you're listening to this and you don't tell anyone or what, tell me expresses happening as it's coming, he's giving it to you.
But I just feel like I'm not trying to be rude. Maybe it's being like over blunt. I just don't know how to hide it. I just feel like lay it on straight. It's very go rounds and oh yes. You know, I'm too lazy for those type of stuff. So just clay it, you know. Head on, mm-hmm. You know. I'm ashamed. I'm learning to be nicer now, you know. I'll be like, no, stop it. Then no.
All right, so
but you know, I forgot about this. It was when you brought it up that I came to me, because now that I remember, I'm laughing. But I remember you always telling me these things.
I can never forget. What? Oh, no.
It was all in the past. I'm talking to you guys are talking to me now. You don't tell me that was very nice in like dismissing them.
All right, so the last question for today. Which one should it be? This particular episode is going to have another part, so you guys should watch out. We're not done, but this is the last question for this particular episode. Tenny, how empathic are you as a person?
Oh my goodness, I feel like this is where I shine. Oh no, does that am I being proud?
Yes. It's a natural thing, you're proud.
It's so. Okay.
okay. I feel like I have my moments. Sometimes I can be very what's that word that they call people? I can be very tough love. I can give like tough love sometimes. And then sometimes I'm very, you know, I can even cry with you. I can like, you know, I'll listen to everything you are saying. I'll give you advice upon advice. Even though you're not listening to me, I'll still be there, you know. But then there are some days that I'm just like, no, do this. I don't. And the funny thing is, if you give me tough love, I don't like taking tough love. I like taking like sweet type of advice. I don't like that tough love type of, but I know how to dish it out like very well. I'm a very tough love type of person. But apart from, I feel like that is also being like empathic. Mm-hmm. I think, I mean, I'm the type of friend you want to have with you when you are crying, you know, when you are angry, you know, when you are happy, when you are sad, you know. I'm like that little mosquito in your ear that will push you that extra mile, that extra. No, how about you just stab him small? Let's just stab him small.
Tenny, thank you for showing yourself to the world.
I'm joking.
No, you're not.
I would never confess to a crime. On like, am I crazy?
Okay.
If you want to stab, we'll poison, not stab. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm joking. Fine. I'm joking. Yeah.
All right, over to you, Fortune.
Okay.
How empathic are you as a person?
I think I'm just a normal empathic. I used to be overly empathic before now.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Is it worth it anymore? I feel like it's so much baggage. I feel like I was just carrying so much baggage. So.
Yeah, I feel like you should just be empathic to like a certain like. A selected few. You should not overshare yourself too much. Yes.
That's the word, overshare. So I think I'm just normal empathic, you know, when it's important, when it's necessary, and not to carry the burden of Nigerians on my head. Right? Nah,
exactly,
man. I learned this late, but there was this one time I was so empathic, then I asked this person, "What's wrong with you?" That question got me into one very big mess I was not ready for. Ever since that time, only when it's necessary. But I'm still trying to work on it though. Because then sometimes I make some certain decisions that I'm not supposed to because I'm so empathic and so on. But I'm learning. I know the amazing thing about every question we've answered today is even if we are not doing so well at that point, we are learning to actually be better. And that's what personal growth is about.
Yeah.
This is what personal growth is about. We are working to be better. We are working to do better because these things are going to affect our purpose, our end goal. And so we are always ensure that we are better at these things. This is part one of personal growth. Next week, we're going to have part two. Stay tuned with us. Okay, but before we go, Fortune, any last words to anyone listening to this?
Yes.
Of course, they're not last words technically because they're going to be on the next episode and that's still not going to be the last word. But
something they need to
just a takeaway from this first part. Just like we said, ask yourself these questions and take time to answer them. Like Tenny said, honest about it. You know, I like the honesty we shared here. Like it's so real.
Yeah.
It's very refreshing.
Refreshing, exactly. You should just calm down, ask yourself this question so you know where you're giving to, where you're not giving so you be a better person basically.
Amazing. Tenny,
with what she said, honestly, don't forget that popcorn.
Thank you guys for listening. Do not forget to share to your family, share to your friends, and of course also share to your foes. Send us messages, we'll play them. By the way, by the next episode, we are going to be playing voice messages from people who are listening to Kulani Podcast. So send us voice messages. Also, we are bringing back Spotlight on SMEs by the next episode. So if you want to showcase your business, whatever you do, you have a song, you're a creative writer, whatever you do, just send us a message. Contact us. Go call 081-472-33061 or send us a message on Instagram at the Kulani Podcast, THEKULANY Podcast. Thank you so much. All right, Fortune, so if someone wants to connect with you, how do we reach you? Your Instagram, your social media pages, and those.
Okay, so Instagram is what would work best for me. So my Instagram handle is I am at CC Fortune. Just send me.
All right. Tenny, your Instagram handle.
Because I am very simple and I don't know, I have shoes. It is just Tenila Bob because I'm special. Felt in a different way. Fine. Sorry. You said we agreed only 8 jokes, and I'm just trying to like make sure we have 8 jokes before the end.
You've exhausted 8, even 20.
What? I did. What? Watch him back me up here. I did a solid 6 jokes, right? 6.
I counted. You're a
whole boy. So, thank you so much. If you want to follow me, because I'm super special, I'm the Mekamon, THEMEKAMEA. Thank you for listening. We love you guys. Fortune, thank you for doing this with us. See you next week. Fortune is still going
to
be
joining us
next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.